Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Long War Journal's senior fellows at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Bill Raggio and Tom Joslin, to look very closely at what we see in Kabul now in these last hours of the tragedy and what it is that is ahead of us. Because Afghanistan now re-radicalized means the question marks are very large for Islamabad, for Beijing, for Moscow, for Tehran, the whole region. With the U.S. exit is now in turmoil. I begin with the map of Afghanistan. Bill and Tom and their colleagues have kept the map for many years. It was how we watched the Taliban offensive these last weeks and months, especially since the president's announcement in the springtime that the U.S. would be leaving by September 11th. Bill, a very good day to you. The map that I'm concerned with right now is the map we can no longer see. We know that the Taliban controls the country. We're told by the map. We know that they control Kabul. We're told by the map. Do we have information from what's going on in the other large cities? Jalalabad, Kandahar, Mazar-e-Sharif, Herat. I could go down the list. But or is that all darkness now, Bill? Good day to you.
Good day, John. Yes, and you took the words right from my mouth. It is darkness. There's very, very little information coming from cities where information flowed freely. We have no idea what's happening in Herat, in Kandahar City, in Lashkargah, Mazar-e-Sharif, Jalalabad. These cities have essentially gone dark. I'm hearing some reports, and these are unconfirmed, that the Taliban is back to being because it always was, but it's doing what the Taliban does best, terrorizing the local population. I've heard rumors of assassinations of entire families being killed. These are often Afghan soldiers, particularly members of special forces or commandos or the National Directorate of Security or Afghan Special Police. These are the ones the Taliban are going after. But, you know, we can't confirm this anymore. There is no more free press in Afghanistan. The darkness benefits the Taliban. And the only place where there's a ray of light is in Panjshir province, where the Taliban does not control anything. And the forces led by Amrul Wasal and Ahmad Massoud, the son of Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed by Al-Qaeda 2 days prior to 9/11, they're putting up some resistance. But that's the only thing that we can see right now in Afghanistan.
Tom, a very good day to you. With the map going dark, have you or Bill or your colleagues seen any comment from official sources, DOD, Department of State, the White House, as to how they misread or did not adequately understand the map that Bill and you and your colleagues have been keeping that was available to anyone looking at the reports throughout the country, because the Taliban and their kindred were always keen to put out press remarks anytime they attacked a district, a center, or a fought in the streets of a large provincial capital. Have you seen any explanation since our last conversation, Tom, as to why the map that you kept was not part of the understanding of the turmoil in Afghanistan? Good day to you, Tom.
Good day, John. You know, everything that I've seen come out of senior U.S. military leaders in the past several weeks is consistent with the delusional thinking that Bill and I had documented for so many years. They were so wrong for so long that I don't think they are capable of even understanding what they got wrong at this point. you know, you see, for example, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, likes to claim that the Afghan government collapsed in 11 days. Bill and I were documenting over many months and years, in fact, what was going on and how the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and their allies were carving up the Afghan security forces and waging a very effective rural insurgency strategy in which they would ultimately take over the country. And the fact that senior U.S. military officials still don't understand that, or maybe they do and they're just lying, but the fact that they can't articulate it, that they can't explain it, I think speaks to the pretty gross failure of the military leadership here. Now, of course, as I always like to say, look, the military doesn't operate in a vacuum. There's been erratic political leadership in America now across multiple administrations. The president of the United States, if you think about it, President Biden is the third president in a row who didn't really want to be in Afghanistan. And when you have that sort of political ambivalence coming out of the Oval Office, I would say it's almost impossible to get a war strategy right. But the thing is that nobody in the military ever stood up to say, hey, this isn't doable. This isn't winnable. This isn't going to work. And as Bill has said, you know, that failure of leadership has come down even to the last days here while we watched the chaotic withdrawal from Kabul, where clearly the U.S. military was asked to do things in Afghanistan that they shouldn't have been asked to be done. And yet no leader stood up to say, I'd rather resign than do this.
Bill, a very important part of the map is about, my estimate, 35 to 40 miles outside of Kabul. It's Bagram Air Base, which was the center of U.S. communications and operations for decades. Bagram Air Base was quit in beginning of July. I'm using the word quit because I don't want to commit myself here. Quit at the beginning of July. There are reports that the decision to quit Bagram, which would have been highly useful for evacuation purposes, secure and with many resources and able to get in and out because it had more than one runway. That the reason that the U.S. did not keep Bagram is because the political leadership at some point insisted that there were a limited number of troops to be deployed at Bagram if we kept it. And the decision followed that we can't protect it with that limited number. This is just talk, Bill, but it's talk in the air by significant members of Congress. Have you heard such a number, 600? Has the military commented at length about why they could not protect Bagram these last weeks?
Yes, John. And so first, your description as quitting Bagram is correct. The U.S. military actually snuck out in the middle of the night, turned off the electricity, and didn't tell the Afghan commander of the base that they were leaving. That's well documented in the press. That report about the Bagram having to be shut down because of the number of troops being assigned by the political leadership is absolutely 100% correct. General Milley, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, had a press conference, I want to say it was a week or so ago, where he laid this out. He said, you know, we only had 600 to 700 troops to use. We realized we couldn't keep the Bagram or the Kabul airport. So we had to choose the Kabul airport because of the number of troops that was dictated. This is when Tom and I are talking about the failure of military leadership. It was at this point in time a military commander needed to stand up and say, this mission is going to fail. I can in good conscience execute this mission given the resources that you're giving me. This is going to lead to the deaths, potentially the deaths of American citizens. It's going to threaten security. But instead, Milley and General McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, they all saluted. And even Austin, Secretary of Defense Austin, who was a general himself, you know, they all should have known this. You don't need 4 stars on your shoulder to know that closing Bagram and conducting your evacuation from Kabul in the middle of the city with 4.5 million people and an untold number, probably more than 1 million refugees flooding in, that airport wouldn't happen here. It was a gross mistake. General Milley admitted it, and he actually somewhat through General Miller, who was the one who came up with this plan. He was the last commander in Afghanistan. He mentioned him by name, somewhat threw him under the bus, but General Milley bears responsibility for this, for not stepping in, being the adult in the room and saying, I cannot provide this advice to the President of the United States.
We're going to the Hamid Karzai International Airport, the last exit point for those who have worked with the U.S. and for American citizens and for citizens of ISAF. We're going there next because after the decision to close Bagram, that was all that was left. And the attack at the Karzai airport, the several attacks, the attempted attacks, the ongoing rocketing attacks, need an understanding of who's launching this and why. This is Tom Joslin and Bill Rajo, senior fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They keep the Long War Journal, where to watch the chronology of the tragedy in Kabul. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.